Like, he did the right thing, but that them last words did it.
Yeah.
The let me walk away was perfect. You got it, bro. I'm going to walk away. Before I hurt him, that part right there took it to the...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got it, brother. Hey, man, I ain't got time to be talking to you, man. Let me walk away, man. I'm getting this whip, man. If I had to slap the fuck out of myself, I'm saying, like, that last part did it. You know what I mean?
Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me jigga, he just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud.
If you know like I know, top of the mook is back.
Episode 52.
Episode 52 coming through like
I ain't gonna confuse your brain today with the numbers.
Did it happen, man? Because I uploaded like 49 early.
I see that.
And it messed up the whole thing because once it uploads, it already uploaded. So you could be like, pause it, but it still ain't gonna come in as brand new.
Right.
So it messed up the whole rhythm. I didn't feel like upload it again. But it's not, I ain't gonna do it.
Yeah, it makes sense. Because I think you could have organized, you just threw that one up and then scheduled that one up. You could have used two, three of them.
Yeah. I could have just deleted it.
Black man!
And then re-uploaded it. Nope.
Damn!
Nope. No, sorry.
Gargoyle.
Man. Well, hey, listen, before we start this off, man, if you want any brand placement on Top of the Mook podcast, right, make sure you hit us up at ballernothingelse@yahoo.com or go to Mr. Organic's Instagram, verify Mr. Organic with a K,
blue check DM mark.
Or Tall Guy Car Reviews on Instagram.
Damn.
Blue check on there as well. So make sure you tap in.
What's up, Slim?
And also, make sure y'all go to Apple. You want to read them reviews real quick?
Oh, brother, yeah, for the people. Let's see, we got some, man.
Go to Apple and get some 5-star reviews and drop some comments, and we're going to read them right here on Top of the Mook. Make sure you go to Top of the Mook Podcast on Instagram and Top of the Mook Podcast on TikTok and tap in and Top of the Mook Podcast clips. And make sure y'all subscribe over there as well, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said.
Okay, let's go with some reviews at Apple Podcast. Give us some organic love.
Five stars.
We got That Boy Q. His caption is funny as hell. I guess A-S-H, what that mean?
You know what, bro? I'm going to be one of them old niggas that's never going to say. I'm going to be asking my kids, like, hey, what they talking about? What's it? Right. Hey, all them abbreviations. I hate this shit. Just write the shit out, man.
I guess funny as hell. I guess that's what it is. But he said, listen to Top of the Mook every day and every time. Y'all upload super funny. Show passes the time at work while I'm driving on the road. Keep it up. It's super funny.
Oh, beyond funny. And what's his name again?
That's That Boy Q.
Okay, shout out to you, champion.
I appreciate that, man. We fuck with your campaign. Sure. I know a lot of truckers listen to this shit.
Yeah, for sure. Y'all know I got my CDL, too.
I know that's a blessing. Listen, this is imagine listening to these crazy motherfuckers driving.
Oh,
that's
what?
How I'm going to be flying.
Be dying.
What?
Because we listen to and watch people that ain't even funny like us.
Yeah, like, just a pastime. But just, nigga, this level I can know?
Yeah, for sure.
Nigga, what?
No question.
So Reggie Salmon, he said his caption is Black Man. Hold on, let me get that for him.
Black Man.
He said the grind don't stop, y'all. Keep
not
going
till the casket drop.
Yep, keep going and growing till y'all reach 100 million. I listen on Apple Podcasts every day before the video drops, then watch it on YouTube the next day with all the interactions, the summons. I see him too, y'all.
Don't
in the
get
comments.
It fucked up or miss the script.
That's a real one, champ.
At all. That's pure.
Yeah, again, appreciate
brother,
you,
brother. I'm going to give you another one.
Black Man.
Because that's definitely
legendary.
And
Top of the Mook.
Thank you, brother. That's Top of the Mook support.
That's literally that. And then we got Riley 15. He said, best podcast hand down. Everybody say it, brother.
Yeah, for sure.
This is critically acclaimed.
Come on, no question.
No, I'm saying.
It just ain't hit the world yet.
When it do that,
it's game over. That's a fact. I have everybody in their chair like that right here with that. You're going to fuck them up.
So he said, best podcast hands down. This is Riley 15. He said, first off, this is the best and realest podcast of all of them. Second, got two of the most purest guys on them. And no doubt about it, if y'all want to laugh and enjoy a nice, funny, smooth conversation while driving to or from work, I will put on Top of the Mook on for sure. Shout out to y'all and make sure y'all subscribe. Boop.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Organic love. And then we got Q-Yay. Y is Q-Y and three E's. Greatest show for the culture is the caption. Organic and Slim got to be the realest to do it. No question. I remember Organic holding a chick on her shoulders in one of y'all reviews. Keeping it up, brothers. Boom. I was holding a chick.
I was going to say, I wonder which one that one
organic
was.
Organic holding a chick
appreciate
on her shoulders.
Appreciate your support.
In one of y'all reviews. Keep it up, Organic. from the seed or get.
Probably doing some wild shit.
Three of them.
Yeah.
No, three of them, man.
Yeah. Came a long way.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, now we got Nard the God, legend to legend. He says, stay great and in the most highest paths. You two are truly one of the ones.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Appreciate that, sir. And then we got Mike Roney, best podcast. My guy's keeping it official, unfiltered, and can't forget organic with a K.
Can't do that.
Got to keep it organic.
Top of the move.
Appreciate you, brother.
K stand for kill. And then we got Dre Dog. This is the last one. Dre Dog 256. Top of the MOOC. He said, one of the best and most entertaining podcasts out right now. Three fire emojis. The name speaks for itself. What is that name?
Top of the MOOC.
Factuals.
Everything top of the MOOC, man.
Thank you, brother. All y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Everything. The MOOC is any and everything. So if you're top of the MOOC, whatever you do, you're on top of whatever you get is the best. Whatever you give to the world is going to be the motherfucking most nutritious. Right. Top of the MOOC of all things, nigga, because that's what us, we is, and that's what y'all should be. Top of the motherfucking.
Top of the MOOC.
.com.
Let's not ever get it.
Don't get it fucked up or misconstrued.
Hate for you to do it.
Now, let's start off the day. Right. Top of the day.
Yeah.
Saying RIP to Takeoff.
RIP Takeoff, for sure.
Whoa, sad situation, man.
Yeah, very, very tragic.
Super sad.
If you
What's
guys,
your thoughts on that?
If you guys don't know, yeah, my thoughts. Let me help him out real quick, though.
Okay, break it down.
For those that don't know what happened, basically, Takeoff is part of the Amigos. He's a rap group. They've been around for like 10 years, had a lot of hits. A lot of legendary albums.
You actually met them?
Yeah, did meet them. And he passed away in Houston. Got shot and died in Houston, Texas. Or I think it was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So RIP to him. And yeah, so basically my thoughts of it is like, man, it's a very tragic situation. You know, rappers are dying all the time. They say rap is the most dangerous job. I just feel like you a black man with some success. And of course, you know, I feel like being flashy, having nice things does play a variation in it. And plus, we got women involved and stuff like that that heightens everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's so deadly for a rapper, because we got jewelry, we got cars, we got a lot of women. So not only the envious of your cars, your clothes, your fame, but then you fucking niggas bitches when you go to their town and they women talking about you. And you know what I'm saying? A lot of times you come from an environment of poor, and then you leave your friends behind. So it just activates everything, man.
Hypnotized with hatred.
Yeah, that's a fact. Boosie said it best. So what happens is, it's not only your hometown, it's everywhere you go, somebody gonna feel some type of way about you, because, you know what I mean, they not you, right, or they girl like you, or, you know what I'm saying, they ain't gonna like what you said in the song or something. Like, feel like you're talking about them and they people. Some
people hate you for how much people love you.
Right, so you just never know who is enemy of you. Right. And then on top of that, when you're somebody of stature, you got a name, you got fame, you got money, anything you say to somebody is multiplied by 100.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Another nigga about, hey, man, get out of my way. It's cool, like, all right, but you say it, man, get out of my way. Man, this nigga think he, you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
Like they say, Orlando Anderson probably wouldn't went to that level, wasn't Tupac. Nigga, you think you gonna hit me, you're a rapper, nigga, gonna talk about this shit in the song or something? Nigga, it's up.
We're
gonna end this today.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about it initially, man. What's your thoughts on it?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
Man, I feel like, I don't know, I kind of, what I want to say, it kind of caught me off guard, because right, I thought you was going to keep going. I want you to elaborate.
I don't want going straight always to the MOOC on it from the seat. We're gonna ping pong that motherfucker from the seat.
So, okay. My bad. Pardon me, y'all. So, I couldn't wrap it up more perfectly than you did. You put a nice little bow tie on it, sir. I don't think there's nothing I can really add to that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure.
I think that's the best way to put it. You know what I mean? Like, not just through the lens of watching the world and understanding how the world operates, but also from our own experiences too.
No question.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people look to hate you for no reason anyway.
Right.
Right. So it's like, you could be as cool as you want, go all the way out your way for people, let people know, hey, I come with peace and love and all this other good shit.
Like Diddy did.
That was
definitely gotta pull that clip over. That's
free,
later.
Pull that clip up real quick, champ.
Let's go right to it.
Let's just go right to it. Free, pull that clip up real quick, champ.
Oh, we got the computer.
We got the laptop. Shit. Well, we got to put it in there with the edits. You know what I'm saying? But listen, who was it? Some Ferguson where Diddy got into it when he was dressed up as Joker. Actually, just a side note, real quick. That Joker, what Diddy came out with the liquor?
Ferocious.
That was hard.
He tight, got to play Joker.
He tight?
Shit.
He crazy enough to do it.
That was hard as
he
fuck.
He hung out the window and everything like the Joker.
Raw.
Yeah, that was cold. For you got to put that clip in there when you had this whole shit to understand.
Yeah, that was crazy, bro.
Yeah, so it was wild. But anyway, but just back to the side note, back to Takeoff.
Right, right. Let's get back there.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. The thing is no matter what you do, you can try to put out all the right energy in the world. I know this firsthand from experience, right? And that's why I go out my way to show abundant love, abundant respect, and just abundant good energy. You know what I'm saying?
And a lot of drippery of the stay out of wayery.
Oh, that's the biggest with me.
Right.
I'm going to be the most reclusive now.
Yeah.
You know, but I do that for a reason.
For sure. Because reasons like this.
You want to tell, now you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, so basically what I seen, let's just break down the essentials of what I seen that happen. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know the tangibles. I don't know what happened days before. I don't know what happened days after. I don't know nothing. I just go with what I see in the video. So I'm going to go off that. And for what I see and how I can analyze it, just from outside looking in and knowing niggas and knowing this lifestyle, it seems like they was gambling, whatever they was doing. And it was like an argument after they was done gambling. So I don't know if it was an argument about the gambling or something that happened before or days before. It don't matter. But it was an argument. And it was like a petty argument, talking about basketball.
Yep.
So it seemed like, to me, when I'm looking at it, it seemed like Quavo was mad about either losing his money earlier or this nigga irritating him, asking him about some other shit.
Or mad because he currently losing.
Right. And he didn't want to deal with it or talk about it. Like, nigga, I don't want to talk about no basketball, nigga. It sounded like dude like, hey, man, let's hoop. We could gamble on some ball, too. Nigga, let's hoop.
Right.
Nigga, I don't care about no basketball. Nigga, fuck a basketball. You know what I'm saying? This nigga talking about.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? On some 3M shit. For sure. I can see it in his face. Because you try to be calm, and nigga, you when the jig is up,
but
it's
hey.
Up. Yeah, yeah. Hey, now
I'm
on.
Playing with, though?
Yeah, now it's on that. And that you can hear all
I'm
that.
Already.
Damn.
I don't like no losing and shit.
Right. And now you want to do some other shit. Nigga, I'm trying to go home, fuck a bitch. You keep talking about want to gamble with me, my nigga. Get out my way.
Right.
So you can hear it in his voice. Like, nigga, I won't talk about no basketball. My nigga, like, what this nigga talking about? Quit playing with me. My nigga is over with. Like, I'm done talking to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can hear that in that little conversation in that video that got, like, on TMZ and shit. So, and then you can see a guy next to him trying to calm him down, but he's speaking over him. Like, man, nah, man, nigga, keep talking about some basketball. I don't give a fuck about that shit. Nigga done see me hoop. Nigga, then you hear, this is the most crucial part, what I hear.
Talk to him.
Because right before he turned, he looked and said, man, let's go. Let's go before I hurt somebody. Yeah. So when I heard that, I'm like, ooh, because I know street niggas. I know how I will operate. I know niggas around me, Slim, any of us. If a nigga, even if I'm calm and just having a funny conversation,
because
it can be a funny conversation and shit like that.
Yeah.
Let's hoop my nigga. Man, this nigga mad. Talking about he want to hoop my nigga. Right? And then nigga said, man, let's get nigga serious. Like, man, come on, man, let's go, man. If I had to hurt this nigga, man.
Diddy and Ferguson type.
Right. Because
that's what essentially what happened.
Yeah, that was playing and then,
And it got serious.
Right.
And I don't know if he knew that was Diddy, though.
I don't think either. He didn't.
And then he started to find out. Then he still stood on it type.
And then he stood on it. Then he's like,
yeah, but don't be playing with me, nigga.
And that's why Diddy kept going up and down, too. Like, nigga, I'll kill you. But
and you know I'm that guy.
Right.
Don't make me show you.
For sure. You like that. Don't think Diddy ain't because he is.
Right.
But I can understand that because. End of the day, I've been in plenty of situations like that. And I ain't gonna lie, that's type my personality. I could be cool and calm, but once I hit that button and I'm really like, nigga, get the fuck away from me, I'm gonna roast you. And it ain't gonna be on purpose, it's gonna be just instinct. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so yelping type.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, man, let's. Yeah, exactly. Like, nigga, come on, my nigga, quit playing with me, nigga, ain't no pictures. You know what I'm saying? So when a nigga like, nigga, let's go fight to hurt this motherfucker, man, like, get the fuck away playing with me.
Yeah.
And then the other nigga hear it, like, nigga, hurt me. And nigga, for what I see, I don't know.
He heard the quick talk.
It could go, he heard it because he's too close. Right. Now, it could go both ways, so we can't see the full video. Me personally, it looks like the dude punched Quavo. Because you can see dude in the blue Prada foot, it turns. Pivot. And he like, hurr, like, and nigga's like, oh.
Hunkered down on that foot.
Right. Or Quavo could have nudged, because you know he probably been like, man, let him hurt some nigga, like nudge on the walk, and like, man, move out my way. You know what I'm saying? Nigga turned hit. Or Quavo could have bumped him like nigga and hit him like nigga, I ain't playing.
So he got off, could took off, or Quavo could took off first to be preventative with understanding.
Get up off me, nigga, I'm that mad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know which way it went.
But tried to be calm.
Yeah, so but it looked like people said dude hit him first. That would have said in the thing, okay. And then that what I look like it looked like to me. So from what I see, dude did that, boom, and then that's when y'all see shots go off.
Mm.
And then take off, get hit, he dies. And then that's when the rest of the video comes out. So, and what they're saying is one of his own homeboys was trying to protect Quavo and end up hitting Takeoff as he stepped in to probably try to help him fight the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just instances of being around niggas, being a nigga, and then nigga shit happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And there's actually a lot of layers I want to touch on to this too. Parts that you talked about and even more to add to the mix that we haven't talked about yet.
Right.
One of them being how sad of a situation it is to just know that something, like you said, that petty.
Right.
That petty. And then the saddest part is that a man's taken, life was taken from it, right? But then not only just that, it's this man's nephew. You got all these childhood pictures together. They grew up from the very beginning, from the super seat together.
So that's,
So how is he feeling right now?
That's his sister's son.
And what about Offset? A lot of people ain't mentioning Offset. You know, they fell out. All everybody, I don't know if he fell out with Takeoff, because Takeoff seemed like the glue.
Right.
Right.
He's calm.
Right. So it's like, I don't see Offset not having a relationship with Takeoff. And Quavo obviously is closest to Takeoff, it appears. Sure. So, you know, we're all looking from the outside in. We don't really truly know, right? But just from an outside in perspective, trying to like look from the outside in and kind of give an opinion,
right?
It looks like he was the middle guy between Offset and Quavo,
right?
Right. So, what does this do for the dynamic of Quavo and Offset? I'm telling you right now, it's either gonna be completely enemies and we about to die by it now because now the middleman gone,
right?
Or it's going to pull them Offset and Quavo closer
together.
Hopefully
that's what it does.
Hopefully,
it's
yeah.
devastating. So not only did you lose a main member of your group, which is legendary, yeah. that shit over with, but this guy took care of a lot of people, had millions of dollars, had unlimited more millions to make. That is gone. You know what I'm yeah. saying? Over a petty situation.
And to make it out of the streets and to die with millions?
Over. And then like people saying it's over a dice game. It probably wasn't over a dice game. It just
probably was a build up.
It was a nigga situation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's the sad thing about it is that you can't be a regular nigga around regular niggas when you're not a regular nigga. You get what I'm saying?
Because you fooled.
Because yeah, you fooled, and then anything you say is magnetized. Yeah. If that was a regular nigga, like, man, watch out, my nigga heard this nigga, but all right, man. But you a big rapper nigga belittling
you
me.
And to you, you ain't you I'm saying guys got money and
right,
some
so I wanna
fame.
Be around niggas. I wanna yep. be around niggas but you can't.
Yeah. I mean, so, Pac said it best, though. Pac said when a nigga win, you go when you get that money, you can't stay in your hood because you look like food.
Right.
And then for the same reason you're talking about, too, now everything is hypersensitive to the shit you do
right.
and the shit you say and how you act and the bitches you fuck.
Right.
But then now you're ostracized because then now you got to go to this white neighborhood
yep.
and you damn sure ain't going to be comfortable there.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Now everybody looking at you sideways there, too. Who the fuck yep. this motherfucking different
for
shit
sure.
like this going on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you damned if you do, damned if you don't. So right. you're in a super tough situation, man.
And then you want to be comfortable. You still want to be cool. You still a nigga. Yeah. Nigga, you, no matter how long you live, you ain't that exposed, like pushed out from your regular life yeah. as a nigga.
Yep.
So you still got instincts to want to be around niggas, and I can still gamble with you niggas, and but you can't.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because if something escalates, you're gonna be the first one to get it because you're somebody.
Facts.
Either you gonna kill somebody, or somebody will kill you. So just with this situation, if you didn't kill your homeboy, what if your man would have killed that other nigga for punching?
It's up.
You know what I'm saying? Because he definitely was shooting at the nigga.
Yep.
So allegedly, but. What if he didn't? They put that on you too. Like, that's your man. You made him do it, or you involved.
You tied to this.
Yeah, they could tie it. Yep. Now they do it. You probably have nothing to do with it. They're going to tie you to it. You the man.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Now
in
you
got
to deal with that. Over nothing. Just for being around black motherfuckers.
Man, ain't that some shit?
You didn't have to be there.
It's sad, man.
And it's terrible because our first initially, everybody, like I said, we thought it was like nigga playing dice game when it arrived. Nigga, why you playing dice? But it ain't even that. It's about a nigga just being around niggas just trying to be a nigga. Can't even do that.
Just going out for a little leisure time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being cool, being cordial. Niggas want to keep talking to you. Already, God damn, brother.
Because you don't know how long he was staying out the way right. before he just right. was like, man, let me go out today.
Right.
You don't know.
And we don't know how long dude been playing. Hey, man, this hoop, man. I could get you hoop, man. Quit talking about some motherfucking hoop, man. God damn, my yep. nigga.
Keep
all day
man.
For 2 days. Hey. Yep.
And you got to understand, they human still too, right?
Right?
Like, I watch these people, whether it's us, whether it's them, whether it's people above them or whatever, money-wise. You got to understand, right? The fame brings a different type of perception, right?
Way
don't get
different.
Me wrong. They got money.
Right.
Right? But the perception of what it looked like they got probably ain't the same of the reality
right.
of what they got. And that goes for all people. J-Lo's, yeah. Derek Jeter's type.
Yeah, I've seen J-Lo and Ben Affleck at the goddamn Starbucks getting their car on the goddamn curb. Trying
oh,
to
you seen them?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Not in person, but on the little viral clip.
Oh, see?
Paparazzi
yeah.
was following them.
Trying to get up out of there.
Yeah. At the Starbucks. It was too tight and got their goddamn car stuck.
See? Damn. See what I'm saying? Like,
can't even go to Starbucks.
See? Nah, but that's the thing, though. You know what I mean? So imagine, and what it does to people's brain when you make them feel like they're not even human no more, right? My brother always says to me, like, it says somewhere, my brother read it, where it's like, no man is supposed to be praised to the point where You know, it's like that, and no man's supposed to be hated to the point where it's like that. You know, to where it should be lifting you or taking you down. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
So it's like when you try to go out, you try to be normal, you try to normalize yourself in all the shit that you're experiencing that nobody else has been able to experience before, which is a complete blessing. But I always tell my wife, the thing is what can be an extreme blessing can also be an extreme curse.
Yes.
And in this situation, when you're going out and you're trying to normalize your life and you just want to feel normal, and then you go out there, like you said, and you're trying to be out there just having some leisure time with your boys, hanging out, trying to shoot some dice like what you used to do,
right,
and what used to be your getaway time.
No question.
Now your main man died over some shit like that. And before the fame, before everything, they could have been out there shooting dice. It would have never, ever took place.
Nope.
And if it was a fight, the party just ended as a fight.
Right.
But like you said,
everything elevated. Everything's elevated, man. Nigga got to make an example because you got to think about it. Nigga punched him. Yeah. So now how that's going to look? Nigga punched Quavo, you know what I'm saying, and got off on that. I don't know if he punched him for sure, but I'm saying, what if that did happen?
For sure.
If he did punch him, nigga, how that's going to look?
Yeah.
Nigga got the air, nigga, out. Got to prove a point. So that elevates. See how everything just elevates?
I mean, even with Nip, same thing.
Right.
If any regular nigga said anything to him, no matter whether you think he said it or he didn't say it, If the regular nigga said that to that nigga,
it wouldn't have been that serious.
It wouldn't. You think he coming back like that, champ?
Nope.
So that's the best fucking example I can give. Yeah. Why everything, and to prove to your point that everything is elevated.
Yes.
And it's so crazy because it comes from a space of envy and hate and jealousy. It's fucking insane.
It's all them bitches around and other niggas around that somebody like, nigga, you heard that nigga talk to you like the boy? Yep. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that was a regular nigga to probably brush it off like, man, I ain't worried about that.
God bless him.
Nigga, what?
Yeah. Nigga gladly sign up to go do 100 years to kill somebody like that.
Oh, for sure.
Of stature and name, because now it give them a name type and understanding like, nah, I did that type. It's the most sad shit because we should be revered. We should look at each other and be like, man, instead of it being like elevated of the disrespect, it should decrease it. It should be like, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't even be like a thing. It's like we should hold them at a high regard of the point of like, nah, they made it out. Let them, hey.
Yeah, nigga acting a little funny, but nigga
don't
do
that.
Yeah,
it's all good, though.
Nigga ain't gonna talk to me like that.
See?
I don't give a fuck what he got, nigga. I don't give a fuck what that nigga got.
But it should be he's an inspiration and motivation. And look what he's done for so many people. He opened up doors. Migo and them opened up a lot of doors for a lot of people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They paved the way for a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they should
be. Oh, a whole flow. They came with their own flow.
Everything.
They put a lot of people on. People still using that shit to this day.
And they've been an inspiration and motivation. Whether they were inspired by them or not, doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? It's like they've been an inspiration and motivation to millions of people all around the world. You know what I'm saying? So they should be revered. You shouldn't just be able to look at somebody like that and know what they do for the culture, know what and then just say, I'm going to take them down.
Crazy.
That's insane. Like, think about it. Even with Nip, how did you wrap that around your fucking brain to do that?
On his own soil that he grew up from the seed. You know him.
Full inspiration, full motivation, giving the game, giving the blueprint, giving all these things, and you know this. And you said, I'm going to kill him. Think about that.
Travesty.
And I'm not saying Takeoff is the same as Nip, but I'm saying the situations as far as taking out black greatness.
Right.
We don't got too many that do that,
ain't
bro.
Too many, bro.
They so was, how y'all sign up just to kill?
Like the best group of all time. They was arguing that all the time. They said they the Black Beatles and they bigger than Wu-Tang Clan. That's how it go. Yeah.
So why are we letting that be acceptable, though? It's so fucked up, bro.
And the crazy part about it, like I said, is it's more so the whole scenario, because evidently from what it's saying is their own people got hit accidentally, right?
Right.
So it's not initially like the nigga who punched him shot him, you know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like I'm saying the whole shit around it is just so sloppy.
It is.
If you had professional security, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It wouldn't went that way. Nigga would have been structured. Even if he had to shoot, nigga, he'd been directly on his target.
Yeah, but that shit's expensive, three.
I know. I understand.
So it's like you in a tough spot because let's say
and then you know your niggas gonna be on go because you type literally. And they said that in the interview. That's crazy on Drink Champs. He said, I got real security, but I got my niggas that know gonna do what they gonna do instantly. Yep. And that what happened.
Yep.
It's crazy how you speak things to fruition because they said that. Like, I have security with me all the time, but I got my niggas with me too that's gonna do what they supposed to do.
Yeah.
And that what happened, but they ain't do it right.
Yeah,
and allegedly, I don't fucking know for sure, but I'm just going off what the videos say. I don't know.
Right, yeah,
to keep it kosher.
Yeah. You don't know. You know, we just giving your opinion from what we see now.
What we see.
Obviously, there'll be more details that come out later and different things like that, you know? But just giving your take. Just like anybody else is doing that, they ain't got no microphone and camera.
Yeah, they got the most they just ain't talking on them. They got the most 10K video, niggas, right there in the fucking mall, right there. That shit blatantly seen.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? The cops got everything.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, it's like, it's a sad situation. because no matter how it took place, a life is still going.
Right.
No matter what the reasoning is, no matter nothing. This is a man that came from nothing and made it to something, and he died by something that you think you would die before you get to the money.
Right.
When you in the streets.
Yeah, somebody like that. And even though, you know, a life is a life is a life, but nigga, it ain't. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, rich and famous is different, nigga. I'm just going to keep it pure. I ain't going to lie to you. It is what it is.
You know what I'm
It's different when nigga got a
Here
bad.
Here he comes.
Nigga got some famous shit. We going to look at it a little fucking different.
Right.
It's a bystander like, hey, nigga, who cares? Right. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no who cares, but it is who cares. You know what I'm saying? No one even talked about it.
Yeah.
Oh, a travesty in the mall, around amigos, what to do. But one of them niggas died, that shit is devastating. This is millions of dollars. This is a lot of jobs, a lot of taken care of. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like listen to that music. A lot of hope was given to people. That's gone now.
Inspiration, motivation.
Yeah, so it's like, it was an accident. Could have been any one of them people got hit. But it just hit a person that was really of some stature. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's terrible, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I hate for all parties involved because it's so petty. It's another black-on-black situation that'll make us look fucking crazy. Because these are millionaires sitting here fighting and some shit in a fucking bowling alley. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that goes back to also perception, too, 3M. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to think, bro, it's like, to have security, like how you're talking about, like, because even, you got to think, even 6ix9ine ain't walking around with the motherfucking crew that
the jig was up, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like, it's different. That shit's expensive, you know, to ride around with the full 50 Cent understanding 24-7.
Before, but you got to.
You have to, but the thing is, though, is like, you kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? In a situation like this, it's like, damn. Everybody wants to say that, right? But then it's like, but then if you
what's
do.
What's the alternative?
Yeah. What's the alternative? So it's like, you got the money, you got the fame, right?
So you
got
to protect it.
So you got to protect it. But the fame makes it look like you got more money than what you do. Now, I'm not saying they ain't got money. They got money.
Okay.
Every nigga who got this, Nip had money. Migos got money. Oh, yeah. Everybody got money, in relatively speaking.
For sure.
Right? But to 50 Cent and what he did.
Right.
And that understanding type of FBI type understanding of people around, I don't know if he was the FBI, was it police, what was it?
It was like Navy SEALs and shit.
So, come on, brother. And they cause to have that kind of protection around you 24-7, that's like type rolling around like the president.
No, most definitely, because you got to.
Secret Service costs money.
He only got and shot then, 9 times. You got to really, you know what I mean?
And day in, day out. I mean, that means going to the gas station, going to the mall, going to the club. I mean, that's all day, every
day. You ever seen
how many man crew?
You ever seen a Brinks truck drive around with no armed security anytime? Same thing.
Valid point.
It's expensive, but that's what you signed up for. You know what I'm saying? Like, And it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a nigga that got jury and shit like that, so I got to not take my shit a lot of places because, nigga, I'm not riding around no goddamn security besides myself most of the time.
Right.
So I got to know where I go when I go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And how I roll. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if I'm going to go around a whole bunch of niggas, have my jury on all that shit, it's mandatory to have a real security team with you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, and he probably did it 1,000 times just as niggas this time. Matter of fact, I know these niggas. I'm cool. I'm just going to go with my
gravy.
Nigga. No, ain't never gravy.
Yeah.
You're never gravy. You're a black man with some success, bro. Never gravy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Simple as that.
Man.
You see my nigga Diddy? That nigga's out there in the motherfucking Joker suit on. He had them Navy SEAL niggas with him.
You see?
By eight of them.
But look at that nigga's Diddy back. Come on,
he's a
bro.
Billionaire, yeah. And he probably don't just go outside like that. You got to be selective.
Yeah.
Do I go out and party? Do I go out and party?
No.
Did I used to before I had money?
Absolutely.
There you go.
That's true.
Nigga, because I know what's going
and
on.
And I always told you were too accessible.
Then.
I've always said
that. Yeah, I was too accessible then.
I
said
even now.
I don't know about now.
Hey, you chill now. Now, you ain't as deep, but it's still like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I run to people. I rub shoulders at now.
You go 3M, bring you back. You know what I mean?
3M. But it's
for
all
sure.
going to be...
Yeah,
but you know, we don't wish nothing on nobody. But yeah, man, it's just, and like I say, man, it's just giving guys a perspective of how this life works. You know what I'm saying? Of course, it's hindsight is 20/20. You can look now, like, man, should have. And we just got to learn. You know what I'm saying? We got to learn for these situations. And from what I'm looking at, that situation, it looked like everybody was cool, like a small gathering of niggas you fuck with.
Yeah.
And it could have been some internal bullshit of niggas you probably around all day for a couple of days just talking and joking a little too goddamn much. And it's escalated.
It's sad that you even got to protect yourself from your own people that you think is cool.
You got to.
It's always like that.
Because you go down, nigga, everything go down. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why I say, like, the bag got to be so sturdy. And that's the one thing about fame that just is type toxic, right?
Especially with niggas.
Man, because it's like, it's crazy. We live in a world now where kids and grown-ups even now, they still, they want to have the fame but don't care about the money. But then you got to understand what comes with the fame. The fame comes with perception. What comes with the perception is jealousy, hate, envy, because they think you got the money.
Yeah, so there's no difference. Not having the money and having fame, niggas think you got the money, so they don't treat you the same.
Because you got the fame.
Right. So you got to protect it the same way.
Fuck. But then if you got just the fame without the money, how do you have the security? And that's the hard part. Not to say, man, they got money.
Right.
But to have the full Navy SEAL type understanding of Secret Service?
No, no.
And rappers, it's sad because rappers got to have a Secret Service. Look how many rappers have died. P&B Rock just died a month or two ago, champ.
Right.
Think about that, mm-hmm. right? So it's like rappers got to have a Secret Service type team.
You got to.
But can't afford a Secret Service type team unless you type Diddy, unless you Jay-Z, unless you type, you know, I'm talking about on a daily understanding.
Right.
Every day, because wherever you go.
Because you practically did it.
Like, even Kim K got the daily understanding.
Oh, mandatory.
You see what I'm saying? But yes. Look at the bag, though.
The bag is building.
So what it does is it forces niggas to have their niggas with them. But then there's a difference, right? When you got your niggas with you, because envy and hate can come from the people closest to you.
Yeah, they'll turn on you. And then on top of that, too, they might move irrational.
Abruptly, with no license, no understanding, and then you the face of that.
And that's a more problem.
Yeah, that's a fact.
As we see.
But it forces niggas to do it because the bag don't be Secret Service type understanding every on a daily. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of rappers that would do Secret Service if they could.
And then it's also ego, too. Like, I don't need no security all the time type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas got to let that go, bro.
Yeah.
That shit, the jig is up on that shit. Where the button at, man?
The jig is up.
Because imagine if Young Dolph had full Secret Service with him. There ain't no way that happens.
And he definitely should have had it.
And he definitely had the bag.
Definitely.
So it's like, think about that. That wouldn't have been able to take place and happen if he had that type of understanding. Same thing with Nip. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Takeoff. Same thing with P&B Rock. You know, it's a sadness, unfortunate, man. But it's like it's so fucked up because artists, I feel like, and this is something you know, you're more well-versed than me. It's like, they're so busy trying to squeeze every drop of milk out of motherfucker, right? That it's just like, you don't really get... I watched something where they were talking about like Steph Curry and the money he's made and stuff like that, right? And the money he makes the franchise. He might make 40-some million a month or a year or whatever. But the thing is, though, is he ain't getting nowhere near the amount of money he deserves.
Yeah, like with the Under Armour. Nobody gave a fuck about that shit. They gave him $1 billion, but y'all niggas probably made $10 billion.
If they giving you $1 billion, they giving at least $10 billion.
For sure.
Some understanding, right? For sure. So it's like to us, $40 million, obviously, every year is like, whoa, what are we talking about? But understand, if they're giving them 40-something million, what they're getting off that man back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just like, I saw something with Farrakhan. He talked about like how record companies, right, they assign you, give you that money up front.
Yeah.
You never recoup, so you never really get a check for your royalties and all that. So you just got to do shows, right?
Right.
And here where the player shit and the pimp shit come into play. Because they put you on a tour, right?
Yeah.
And who owns the venues and own the tour company? The record label.
Right.
So they're making money off every show you make because you're going to their venues, you're doing their tour.
It's all money in for them.
So it just keeps circling back. Like, you're getting show money, you think you are, but it's really you packing out their venues. You're getting a percentage of that, and they're getting all the money off that.
See what I'm saying?
So you're just running right in a circle without even knowing you're in a circle.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And you're just happy to be there.
Yeah, then you got to sustain yourself by touring, by putting out more albums. And they own all the albums. You never get no money off that.
Yeah.
So they're getting all the album money. Then they're getting your tour money, too. You getting some little bit of the tour money, but they getting the majority of it from the venue and the tickets. Nigga, and a percentage of your tour.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. So they getting money, but nowhere near for what they're, you know what I'm saying? And I get it. I know the whole business behind, like, they lose on a lot of artists. Course, so when an artist finally win, they get to recuperate some. I get all that.
It goes with it.
But for the ones that do win, right, they should be protected.
Treat me different. Let's renegotiate. But no.
Because now they're too busy trying to be greedy and get all the money. Man, it's fucked up.
We signed up for that. But it's just a business. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it go, bro. It's like you get it, but you got to protect it. But how you going to protect it? Because it's not as much as you think it is. Or once you get it, you're like, man, hold on. I didn't know this was that. Oh, what's that? What's that? Everything start coming out the blue. You got taxes.
That don't even happen. That don't even count when the window dwindles.
That's when it get really scary. That's when the motherfucker really get
that overhead gets real.
Get real goddamn. Kirk Cobain.
Yep, and you start to look at every little minuscule thing that's coming in and that's what's going out.
Me, goddamn, hey, nigga.
Yeah, 100%.
And then you got to cut a couple niggas off. Then guess what happened after that? Niggas mad talking about you, now niggas on your head. Nigga used to do
that.
The jig is up.
Right.
But they don't give a fuck.
And now niggas on you. Your own niggas that know you very well.
See what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why I say, like, we the people that make it out of our culture, that come from nothing and make it to something, we should be revered. It should be the most protected.
Yep.
It should be the most made men.
No question about it.
You know what I'm saying? But instead, we look to kill one another.
Yeah. And then, like, for instance, too, like, then when a situation like this happened, I, if I'm not mistaken, it's always our community that when niggas get killed or situations happen, we record the shit.
Yeah,
I ain't really seen no white motherfuckers get hurt or killed or shit like that. Niggas,
yeah, imagine Mick Jagger at a bar getting killed.
Niggas wouldn't record it.
But that wouldn't happen.
I ain't see it, but it ain't gonna happen. So, yeah, like, with us, we have to worry about that at all times. Yeah. Like, motherfucking Justin Bieber, he ain't gotta worry about hanging around his people and nothing happen to him. He go around some niggas, he probably would.
Justin Bieber was in the hood. Don't forget that one time when they made him out there.
He was chilling.
But he ain't die.
Definitely didn't. And that was a nigga, boy. He been strung his ass up, stripped him.
And it'd been the most embarrassment, bloody of the roast on the internet.
Yeah, so it's just, we come from different environments, bro. Like, and we got to know that.
Didn't he run out of gas over there or something?
Yeah, he ran out of gas. He was in the hood or some shit. I think some goddamn
L.A. type Compton type.
He was in goddamn Grape Street or something.
It was somewhere over there.
Like Jordan Downs type.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, it just comes with it. And it's sad. And we know it, though. And it's an endless cycle. I don't know when it's going to stop, how it's going to stop. But anybody who gets some success, just know what comes with it. We got to know it, and it ain't gonna change for you. Yeah. Don't think you're immune to the bullshit or the fuckery.
You ain't exempt from nothing.
Nah, man. Like, you gotta move right at all times. But bullshit can still happen, because they said this nigga was just chilling the whole night.
He was super chill.
He said his motherfucking uncle get hit. He tried to step in, like, nigga, what's up? And then accidentally get hit in the dome. And you be like, the nigga should never been there.
Yeah.
But back then, I can't live my life.
Yeah, and I ain't telling nobody to go watch the video, but Quavo literally watched him die.
Yeah, he's over the top of him. Yeah, like, damn, whoa. Like, help me. Like, he didn't understand it, because you got to understand it went so quick, and he like, nah, he going to be, and what happened? They're like, oh, hold on, nigga, no.
You could tell, he was looking at him like, is
no,
he?
This ain't real. Like, no way. Like, nigga, no, because then it started hitting him like, no. Oh, shit.
He's gone.
Yeah, bro. You can see that, man.
Yeah.
So how you going to feel the rest of his
like
life?
That. Snap
situation he was in over something petty, his nephew.
That Quavo tried to avoid.
He tried to, let's go, let me walk off. But them last words, for I had to hurt this nigga, that escalated everything.
Try to save a little bit of face right there. Because like,
nigga talking to me.
I'm
going to
walk away, but boy, I'm going to have to, all right. Yeah,
let's go, man. If I had to hurt
but
somebody.
I gotta imagine it probably would take place anyway. Because if a nigga that went that route like that anyway, that quick, it's like you probably was already looking for some smokery, and that's probably what he felt. You know what I'm saying? He probably felt like he did
the right thing, but that them last words did it.
Yeah,
the let me walk away was perfect. You got it, bro. I'm gonna walk away. If I hurt a motherfucker, see that part right there took it to the.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, you got it, brother. Hey, man, I ain't got time to be talking to you, man. Let me walk away, man. Get in this whip, man. If I had to slap the fuck out of motherfucker, see what I'm saying? Like, that last part did it. You know what I mean? And damn, because instantly dude punched him, or he punched him. I don't fucking know. Like, nigga punch. I don't keep it real. Like, nigga turned the foot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there it go. And then his niggas on go as they should, but niggas weren't sturdy enough. This wild shooting hit his own mans. Yeah. Everybody's saying it, bro. It ain't no.
Yeah.
It's 100% that what they're saying.
You know RIP Takeoff.
It's 1,000 people standing right there looking just like this. They saw it. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. And they got people else out there that's giving testimony out there on a YouTube type
fully
of
understand
if you want to do your due diligence. You know, women that was there.
For sure.
It, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And RIP B&B Rock, too, man. All of it is just a super sad situation. And, man, condolences to Takeoff's family, to Quavo, to Offset, even though he wasn't there.
Right.
I mean, to just everybody involved, they had the QC,
Gucci,
the whole
man, Gucci man, the one that found the niggas.
Gucci, yep.
You know what I'm saying? QC.
Everybody that knew them and loved them and rocked with them, man, they like, condolences, damn. Man. You
know it's heavy, bro.
That's a sad situation, bro. Like, and just I think one thing about death is it gets people it reminds people that nobody's exempt.
That showing that, too, because it was 1,000 people standing right there.
It could have been anybody,
right?
But it was him. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think it refreshes people that, like, life is short. Live it, but make sure you live it proper.
Try your best to do the right thing.
Because you can think you made it out, and you exempt from that now, and then, boom, look what happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a super sad situation, bro.
It's devastating.
I think, you know, the what makes death such a scary situation too is to know it's so permanent.
Right. And it's so instant. So what they said, soon that bullet hit him, he dropped, he was dead right away. So understand that. He just like, man, what y'all do? Boom, gone. All your years, all that money, all that fame, 1 second, hit gone. That bullet, hit that head, it was over. Instant gone.
Yeah.
Because it hit him, he just dropped, boom, he's gone. Just like that.
That's sad.
That's crazy.
That and you know, the thing about death is like, when it happens, it just is there. Right? It's like you said, it's just instant. Money, fame, memories, gone. Family, kids. Because did he have kids?
I don't think so. Or I don't know. No nigga super quiet nigga. He was low-key.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's just like the thing about death, it makes it so crazy. It is just so instant. It's so instant, like you said, but then it's so permanent.
So permanent. So much shit. We don't know what. You got to think about this. You got a big ass crib and all these cars and all these bills to be taken care of. That shit don't stop.
What about their families? You know did he have life insurance? Did he not?
All that shit going on, nigga.
Yep.
You got to take care of all that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And shout out to my dog, DJ Darrell. That's their DJ, also their producer. He produced a song for me. He says to always watch the videos and shit, you know what I'm saying? And I remember they was here in L.A. They had a Tiny Desk video. You can look it up on YouTube, Tiny Desk, when they be doing that shit, performing it live. Legendary situation. And my guy, Domo from 1500 or nothing, shout out to you. Shout out to the whole 1500 or nothing. They both actually invited me at the same time, which was dope. And so I pull up there, you know what I'm saying? And I was right there the whole time in that Tiny Desk. I'm just sitting there. Talking to Quavo, talking to Offset. Takeoff, of course, was the coolest one. Came up, what's up, bro? I seen your YouTube, brother. Cool. I'm just sitting there like, damn, this is dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just watched them do that whole shit, and it was cool. Left. I gave them some of my merch and shit. And like I said, DJ Darrell, that DJ, he produced Straightening and like 10 songs on his new album. He made my song. He gave me the beat for my song, NBA Money, Malibu. So, you know what I'm saying? Niggas was, you know what I'm saying, acquainted in some way. So it was like, damn, I actually had interactions with him. And of course, you know what I'm saying, it's just sad because we're basically all in the same shit. We all entertainers, basically, end of the day, influencers. So it's just like, damn, that could have been anybody. And you just see that it happened so quick for us, bro. I just seen them last year, and this happened. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that is a sad situation. And you actually met them and all that. That's
yeah, it
wild.
Was cool. They was cool. Yeah. I'm in they shit. You know what I'm saying? There's only a small amount of people in here.
Right.
And they allowed me to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was sitting there the whole time just watching.
I mean,
that
you
shit.
Is.
Damn.
That's true. I was 30 as fuck, pulling up at 720.
You know, I had to gas you real
I'm
quick.
Pulling up at, come on, bro. Let me get. I'm pulling up 720S. You know what I'm saying? Big AP, big jewelry on. You know what I'm saying? Big 66.
Big understanding.
Beard flambéed
don't
up.
Don't get it fucked up.
I was beyond 30 now. Right. Ain't nobody going to question the God standing there. Then I'm vouched by the 1500 and they own DJ. So niggas got, who the fuck is this nigga, right?
Mm-hmm.
But niggas was cool, though. You know what I'm saying? And I was just marinating in them. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people ain't cool. Man, who this nigga make it up for? You just never know something.
Right,
I appreciate it. I ain't going to take it for granted that niggas allow me to be in their space.
Yeah,
you know
I mean, but the thing is what we know, and this is the truth of it, right? If you black and you from the culture, or if you love the culture and you love, you know, what we do, like most rappers, they're going to know who we are.
Yeah,
right?
Especially like, in that car realm.
For sure. And then we've had more than enough people reach out to kind of validate our assumption that they know us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And even before you met with them, I met with a vice president of Capitol Records.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I was in Minnesota, flew out there, all that good stuff.
Times.
Yeah. They told me, Offset, one of the Migos, one of they rock with us, you know, so all that was already there. This was years ago.
Years ago.
You know what I'm saying? So I never met them. I never met any of them like you did.
Right.
But it was from mutual people that we know. It was told that they fully already knew us and they was already engulfed in the culture of what we do too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because you got to think about it. Before we got on there was nobody of our face. So it's like, you know, they watch YouTube just like we do.
Everybody watch YouTube now, especially now. So
100%.
Like, on the campus,
if you like track off Hellcats, all that, we was the first.
Yeah, we put that shit in the mix in the universe, which is dope because now it's a whole ecosystem and goddamn metaverse behind it. And it's dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And of course, it trickled down to the rappers and entertainers because it's going to start in the streets.
Yeah.
Then it got to YouTube. Now it got to the people. Then, of course, the top people from the streets is going to rock with this shit, too.
For sure.
So they know us. And
NBA niggas, NFL niggas, they've all tapped in. We've had more conversations than we're even saying right now.
Right.
Big name motherfuckers. So it's like, and it's all love every time. You know what I'm saying? They show us love, we show them love, and it's all love. You know, whether it hits the public and we link up publicly together and show the world that it is two totally different things, but the conversations that have taken place, the love has been showed, all these different things.
Yeah, so. No matter how big an egomaniac I am, I still appreciate when people of greater or equal, you know what I'm saying, historicalness tap in. That shit dope. Yeah, 100%. Because niggas ain't got to.
Yep, facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I always appreciate that. And that shows that we're doing something right and we did something right and we influenced the culture in a positive way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No matter how much fun we get, how much shit I talk, end of the day, I'm still a nigga and I'm a real nigga. So, like, I'm going to appreciate when other people reach back because they ain't got to. It ain't no sure. Nigga, yeah, nigga better. Nah, that's dope. Like, damn.
Yeah, it's you know all what I'm saying?
Because niggas really don't do that. So, salute to them. RIP to Takeoff, man. Shout out to my dog, DJ The Real, man. Hold your head up, bro. You know what I'm saying? I know it's heavy. Everybody's involved right now, man. I hope y'all, all, you know, make it through this shit with, you know, bigger and brighter future because, you know, right now the shit dark. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's a scary situation, man.
Extremely.
So, just not just being a rapper in 2022, just being a successful black man.
Black man!
Is super dangerous.
Extremely. On all courts.
And then you got to think, too, the world, where, you know, they're saying it's going towards a recession right now.
They
all this shit.
The Fed right now. Let me check the Fed.
You know what I mean? Like,
so the interest rate.
Yeah, so it's there's, yeah, I mean, the world's always filled with more. People that have not than the people that do have, you know. So the world's always dangerous in general because it's a jungle, you know, with that being said.
Then,
you know, you add in the recession, you add in people being unemployed, you add in benefits being taken from people, you add in all this shit, you know what I'm saying? And shit drying up, it's no different than the jungle. When that water dry up, boy, it's scarce out there.
Niggas go to a different type of terrain.
Different type of understandings. You know what I'm saying? Hippos go to try to find a little mud spot. You know, the little crocodiles try to get into a little mud, roll over in the mud, layer up the skin, hope that the water come. And sometimes it don't come before it's too late, before the
jig is up.
It's a fact.
So when it gets like that in this real world, motherfuckers got to do what motherfuckers got to do to survive, and you can't take it personal, you know, because at one point in time, I was that guy. One point in time, you was that guy. Right. So it's like we understand both perspectives, and we
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying, both sides of the coin fully seen with the clearest lens.
No question about
it. You know what I mean? But that should make you even more understand to stay the fuck out the way.
Stay the fuck out the way if you can.
100%.
That's a fact. And we both stay the fuck out of the way 90% of the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And it is what it is.
Me, 99.9.
Yeah, 99.99. Yeah. And it is not about being scared. It's about being safe and have understanding. Yeah. Like, you just got to be smart, nigga.
Yeah, and it ain't that you worried about people. You worried about yourself.
It's both. Yeah, you got to worry about both, especially.
I'm not worried about no nigga.
Right.
I'm going to keep it all the way funky with you
for
niggas.
For sure.
I'm worried about me.
Yeah.
You see, there's a love inside the Slim. I'm optimistic. I'm fun. I'm joking. I'm all the above.
Well, yeah, goddamn live.
Wire, no question. So I like to stay all the way the fuck out the way, and I want to give people good energy, good love, because I pray to God that I get it back.
Right.
Because if I don't give, I don't like that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real.
So,
I'm going to just keep it G.
Yeah.
So I stay the fuck out the way, and then I keep I'm super, super, super strategic with the people I keep around me 24-7. Because they got to understand that about me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only way we're going to be able to coincide. You know what I'm saying? Just keeping it real, man. So it's like, you got to know your strengths, you got to know your weaknesses, and know who you are.
You got to know.
And if you a motherfucker that could be out there, because three, it might sound crazy based off how we broadcast how we are, but he's way more sociable than me.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I don't get it fucked up now. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real. Like, I don't like
don't
people
get it
like
fucked
that.
Up
I love people, but I don't like motherfuckers either.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not one to just let people in and just be talking and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and definitely if the energy ain't right, I'm hypersensitive to energy and shit too.
No question about
it. So it's like, I need reciprocation and some communication going on. So it's like, three is a little bit more, he can handle that shit a little bit better than me. You know what I'm saying? If somebody ain't coming with the right energy or something like that, I'm going to address every elephant in the room.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's not a good situation because it could also be based off what we just talked about.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, and then I ain't going to lie to you. Shit pissed me off. It's up.
Right
you
then and there.
Right? And that's not good for nobody.
I'm going to lay in your bush and lay in your car, but you're going to do it right
there. If I get time to think, I'm going on that type of time.
Of course.
But it's
going to be tough to get there. Right. It's going to be typical to get there. And so you just got to know who you are and move accordingly, man. And the main thing I always think about, man, I ain't going to lie, my favorite thing is when I leave the house, is making it back home.
That's the biggest blessing that a lot of people take for granted.
What? Yeah. That shit the dopest shit to be. I ain't going to lie to you, boy. I'd be like, damn, I'm back.
For sure.
I made it, nigga.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Kick my shoes off. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
It's real. And it's sad that comes to that when you become successful black man and live in certain environments, but it is what it is. We signed up for it, you know what I mean? And I wouldn't change it for nothing because I wanted all this shit. I knew it came with it, and now I got to deal with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, whereas you were kind of prepared for it, well-versed in it, studied it. I did not. You know what I'm saying? I did not.
Right.
Because this wasn't my path. This wasn't my dream. This wasn't my thing. This was purely God's plan. That's why I say, like, from here, I always just got my hands up like this. Hey, God, you got me. Whatever it is you need me to do. Because right. ever since I started YouTube, it's never been, like, my thing. Right? It's like... That's why when we first started, I had you on the camera, had you on the thumbnails, me behind the camera. I never wanted to be on camera. I never wanted to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? But God showed it to me, and I tried my best to follow God's signs to my best ability.
Right.
Probably been wrong a few times. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I thought it was God, but it's probably me talking. You know what I'm saying? You know, you get talking to yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I say that to say, like, even for a person like Three, who's well-versed, studied it, everything like that, when you got here, it was a different type of understanding for you.
No question.
So imagine how I felt. You get what I'm saying?
Fish because, out of water.
Come on, man. This ain't no shit. This like obviously I signed up to do it,
right?
Because I feel like this is what God's telling me to do, so I did it, right? But it wasn't something like I came out of prison like, oh, I want one day I'm gonna be famous and one day I'm gonna have Lamborghinis and all this shit. It was just like, yeah, Lamborghini was like if everything went like in life and I won a lotto.
Yeah, I'm a doctor and I got my own practice.
But it was really just come on Hellcat truck and then if I ever got some blessings, you know what I mean, boom, get me a Lambo.
I found Willy Wonka golden ticket.
That type of shit.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, I'm like, I'm really gonna get me one. You know what I'm saying? Like it was like, yeah, that's sounded good, type. You know, you ain't want to be negative and say, oh, I'm never going to get it.
Yeah, but
it
was also like, you got to have a positive
outlook. You got to have a positive outlook. You got to be optimistic. But it wasn't like I was looking at it like, oh, I know for sure I'm going to get me a Lambo. I never thought like that.
No question.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, if everything went right and it far exceeded my expectations, I'd get me a Lambo for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to get me that kind of money to get a Lambo? That wasn't, you know what I'm
for
saying?
Sure.
You know, I always say I was cool with the thoughts of my dream was $100,000 a year.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Got some good money. I can get gas without having to look at my account.
For sure.
I can go get groceries if I want to get groceies. Get me a dog.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm cool. Get the house with the white picket fence type. Mm-hmm. And I was straight.
Super straight. That's all you used to talk about, man.
That's all I say.
I'm going to get my master's degree. And I'm going to get my doctorate because I get my doctorate and they really can't stop me from getting no job.
Even though I got these felonies.
That shit don't even matter. When I got this, they don't have to let me to do. And then I'm going to be good.
Make that's all I talked about.
Yep, all the time.
That's all I talked about, Three.
Yep.
Now, we obviously weighed way more.
Yeah, far exceeded that.
Blessing.
For sure.
But if that's how you felt, and then you got here and was like, damn, this shit kind of crazy.
Different. Hell yeah.
Nigga, for me, I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? I'm in a whole different world.
I want it full goddamn glory. I want to be Jay. I want a motherfucker. Birdman, they give me everything. All the cars, all the jewelry, all the whores. I want all open door, read floors, give me everything. You know what I'm saying?
Never.
I wanted it just like that. When you got it, you're like, nigga, I don't want none of that, nigga. Let me step back, nigga. No, sure. You know what I'm saying? You got to worry about the whores. You got to worry about them cars. You got to worry about them niggas. You got to worry about everything.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? 100%.
Your friends, family, you like, whoa, shit, everything, all this on me?
Yeah. And you know,
damn.
It's funny that you say that because I was watching some shit. I went down like a time warp yesterday, just the black hole of the most YouTube understanding, right? Uh-huh. With Bernie Madoff.
Yes, sir.
And Bernie Madoff, they asked that man, he's still alive.
Yes, he is.
Right. So the thing is, he's like 80 something, too, type, 90 or something, crazy.
He lived his life, really.
But yeah, 30 years, he was a billionaire.
30 years straight.
So let's talk about that real quick.
Yep.
But before I forget, let me just say why I brought him up.
Okay.
So you said you got to deal with all that. Damn, this all me?
Yeah.
They asked that man when he first went to prison, years after he was in there, though, said, how is this being in prison? He said, I enjoy being here.
Yep.
I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but it's pretty much what he said. He said, because I ain't got to deal with none of that shit no more. Everybody was coming at him. Mike Tyson talked about that, too. Everybody's coming at him for money. He was this. He was lying, even though
the jig is up.
Was all the way up.
It was better for him.
It was better for him. He said he enjoyed being in there.
Uh-huh.
Like he was like, he got friends, like people that he knows is his, like a real friend to him that's not like going for the billions, is chasing after the bag, trying to steal from him with a pillage blunder type understanding.
Yep.
So think about that. And now here's the question I want to ask you, because I asked Jazz this yesterday too, right?
Because after you watched it, right?
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe. Shout out to my wife, Jazz.
Would you take, because he was a billionaire for 30 years, champ. 65 billion. If you don't know who Bernie Madoff is, he got away with $65 billion for
whatever it is, I'm taking the money and whatever come with it.
So you would take 30 years of being
the
a billionaire? Because you did say you was on the end of your type.
We already had the discussion, brother.
But it wasn't for this much money. So now I know it's really, if it's this much.
$65 billion. And what's the alternative?
Nothing, just regular C type. What about you now? What about Mr. Gang now or the $65 billion for 30 more years additionally?
Huh?
You either Mr. Organic, who you are right now, and then you don't grow no more.
Right.
Or you 30 years in prison, or 30 years billionaire, and then you got to go die in prison tight. Bernie Madoff.
Oh, I'm taking that all them billions and going to prison.
I ain't gonna lie. I thought I would say the same thing. But I've been to prison. So
but you're a prison nigga, so
I'm not fucking with it.
They got to give me a taste and give me them billions and let me just see for myself. Shit.
You could be a hospice in prison.
Black man.
Yeah.
You know,
fuck everybody. They know what to do with me. Because I don't want no funeral or nothing that burn me up. Anyway,
I see some of them old niggas die in prison.
It make it easy.
Yeah, that shit ain't it, champ.
I had 30 billion, man. My memory's going to have me in that bitch like,
because he was billionaire for 30
man,
years.
Man, come on, bro. Put me in that motherfucker. I got billions?
Yeah.
Man, I ain't tripping.
What about a billionaire for 2 years?
And get what you get after that?
After that, you 30 years in the life in prison.
I ain't doing that one.
2 years billionaire. Nah, that's going to fly by like a month,
yeah,
though.
That's 2 years. I didn't. Come on, bro.
Because he gets a billion, that shit going to, that time going to fly.
Yeah, that ain't going
to. You going to look up like, damn, it's time to go?
Yeah, I done had billions in 2 years. That shit ain't nothing. Like, I did everything I want to do fast. So what's the billions going to do? You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Going to be the whoopie
doo. That's a fact. That's you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. What the fuck more can you do? Yeah. It's going to be the same shit that's elevated, but for 2 years, do you not
know
enough.
Do you know how you got away with it?
You give me 10 now.
10 billion?
10 years with billions.
All right, hell, but it got to be chain gang type down, South Prison type
man, though. Man, I'm going to be 300 pounds, big goddamn John Coffey in that motherfucker, whooping niggas, fucking CO
and
bitches.
You got to go in there broke, though. Ain't no rations, no savings.
I'm going to be 6'6", 300 pounds, punching through brick walls, nigga. I'm going to be a menace in that motherfucker, nigga. I'm going to be an animal. I'm going to be Thanos in that bitch. Get all the
that
strategies.
Gonna be?
Get all the strategies, nigga, all the motherfucking routes. Get the food in, get the goddamn drugs in, coke in, got the prostituting the niggas back
you gonna
there.
You're going to buy out people before you get there,
type Yeah. Come on, bro. Yeah. Prostituting the niggas, got them niggas out there on the board. Working them sales.
Okay.
Yeah, nigga, I'm working shit. Okay. They got the cell phones in.
Okay.
Man, I'm gonna be structured.
So you gonna be
this.
The nigga in there.
What?
Fuck the niggas who been there 30, 40, 20 years.
They ain't coming in with the three of them brains.
Okay.
And I'm gonna be hitting every weight and I'm gonna have an HGH in that motherfucker swole.
Okay.
Man, and I'm gonna taking all the June Kudo, learning all the techniques.
All the shit.
All the stabbing techniques, have all the weapons.
Hit the jugglers.
Come on, I'm gonna be right there with the Aryan Nation niggas reading their books. How y'all get the neck, which one the vein is going?
Okay.
The
leg points with understanding?
Yeah, I'm doing all that. I'm doing everything.
Okay.
And I'm gonna run that bitch.
Damn.
They don't have to assassinate
me. So you'd be a billionaire for 2 years to go do 10 years?
Hell yeah. 2 for 10? I'm taking that.
2 for 10? They ain't got 2 for 10.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Jig is up. I take 2 billion.
I definitely ain't taking that.
I take 2 billion for 10.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be 2 in that bitch, 2 colossus. And the propaganda I can lay to niggas?
Okay.
I got billions still stashed.
Okay.
The stash. I'm going to hit them with the stash move. They going to fall for that. I was a billionaire on the outside. Yeah. Let's bear with me.
You got the craziest prison stories.
Bear with me.
Yeah.
I don't got to worry about shit. I got billions hidden.
Yeah. He probably doing that in prison too.
Come on, bro.
He probably giving some propaganda with the understand up.
Where that motherfucker?
They can believe the jig ain't up.
Where the come on champ at, man?
Come on, champ.
I'm being that bitch. Nigga, I got billions. I coming in with the big propaganda. Yeah. And they like a billionaire.
Once if it's public, he broke. It's over. The jig is up.
That's what I made him think, nigga.
Okay.
Cayman Islands.
Okay, so let's
saw Wolf of Wall Street.
Let's just do the math. So you're 41 now.
Yep.
You ain't get out till you damn near 44. Or you'd be a billionaire till 43.
Yep.
And then you going
53.
In.
53. Jay-Z 55, bro. Diddy 55. They looking normal.
Yeah, but they've been putting in 20, 30 years worth of work before then. You coming out dead broke with nothing.
I got propaganda, brother. Wolf of Wall Street, nigga, rich again.
Because after they taking your channel, they taking all this.
So what? I'm telling my story. I'm going to start a new channel. I'm going to tell my story.
Oh, that's true.
So what's going on? I'm going on world tour talking and shit, motivational.
You spinning it around pretty good, sir.
Nigga, who you think you're
dropping that motherfucking.
I'm coming out richer, nigga.
Because that is
and I'm
going to
do
much
it the right way.
Yep. That's
do a podcast,
what the Wolf of Wall Street dude did.
Do a podcast explaining how I did the shams.
Wolf of Wall Street.
And they're going to need me to give people example. How you get them billions? What I did? What they want to hear that.
That is true.
I'm a big type better.
But 10 years?
Nigga, my brother, I ain't going to lie. He ain't that motherfucker chilling.
I did four.
I saw that nigga motherfucking. He got more food and shit than me. I'm a millionaire on the outside. That nigga motherfucking shit stacked up. I'm like, damn, nigga, send me some goddamn Swiss rolls, nigga.
Dude,
Swiss can I get me some mackerel? Shit. God, that said that mackerel, nigga. Know that mackerel. That mackerel serious. Yeah, nigga, I know. Nigga said me a couple mackerel.
My brother be telling you about shit. Yeah, he did.
That nigga shit been stacked up.
Yeah,
them
niggas
living tight. I be seeing niggas, they be the jury on niggas.
Might be there. But your brother's in prison where again?
I ain't gonna say, bro.
Okay.
He on lockdown.
You can't do that one.
You get shipped out
of prison. Well, you know, certain prisons are different in different places. Every prison ain't like that, brother.
Yeah. But he type, on the highway. He type getting out soon. Hopefully.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Be a blessing.
Yeah, for sure.
And shout out to Deucetown.
Yeah, shout out to Deucetown. Yeah, he just hit me the other day on Snapchat.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah. Am I telling? No,
sorry. Yeah, I was going to say, should we be saying anything?
I'll be showing him on the vlogs and all that shit.
There's a million Deucetown.
He probably got an extra 5 years for having phones and shit on some G shit.
Yeah. And Minnesota State playing skate extra 5 years off the record. Right. Yeah, it's not a joke.
I'm like, nigga, how many, like, yeah, these phones, man. I'm like, nigga, you been in that bitch 16 years.
See, because niggas in prison in Minnesota don't got phones like that.
Yeah, these niggas phones.
That shit serious. You know what I'm saying?
And they be showing me the whole tier. Niggas be three of them, have no beard. I'm like, what the fuck?
Because they look at it like you could attempt to escape. It's a lot of stuff that go with that phone. It's not just you got caught with contraband, slap on the wrist, go to the hole. No, nigga, that's serious.
Drones and all that shit.
It might not be. I don't know how it is in every other state, but I know Minnesota is a big fucking deal.
Yeah, I know he told me at least 5 to 6 extra years he got for himself.
Okay, that sounds about right then. Yep, 100%. Yeah, that shit ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't no joke.
Yeah, but anyway, man.
But listen, I'm taking that and I'm coming out propaganda and going to be richer and better, brother, and do it in a cleaner way on the way out. It might going to make you more structured when you come out because I know what to do and not to do.
But a whole dime, though, champ?
But that's heavy. It's heavy, but hey.
I'll tell you right now, no money signing me up to go back to prison. I don't give a fuck if it's 6 months, I ain't going back that motherfucker.
That's a fact.
Nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'll try my eyes out here, brother.
For sure. I respect it.
Nah, I'm cool.
But yeah, man, episode 52, man, RIP Takeoff Talk, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
For real, though, man, we had some fun out there. But in the day, it's a serious situation, especially as a black man with some success. It's something we have to deal with at all times. Not only... Even if you got jury or not, it's how you talk to people, how you interact with people. People hold you at a high regard. Your words holds value. Your words is more potent and pure. It pierces people's heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you got to move accordingly in whatever you do. And hope anybody out there that's got success or watching this or on the come up, just know what come with it, man. Yeah. Be prepared for all things. Treat people with respect. Go over it. Got to be a little pussy sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I tell plenty of times when I know I wouldn't and shouldn't, but I know what I got to lose and I know what they don't. You know what I'm saying? So it comes with it, bro.
Would rather be pussy or dead.
Right. And that's somebody said that quote. I forgot who said it, but it is a great understanding, man. You rather be pussy or you want to be a dead nigga. Which one you want to be?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or you want to be a tough nigga or you want to be a dead nigga. It
right.
It could be either or.
Yep, or be in jail, nigga. Fuck that, nigga. You got me. You got it, bro. I'm a bitch.
Yeah, and you got to be okay with it. You got to normalize it. Just like how you got to normalize everything else, you got to normalize just walking away. You know what's crazy? Real quick before we end it, I told Jazz last night, right? I said, the thing is, every person, whether you're a killer, it doesn't matter what you do, rapist, killer, whatever your crime is. No, you know, motherfuckers be doing some crazy shit, right? So, but just generalizing everything for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Or whether you're just a fighter, right? Or a robber, or whatever the case may be, kidnapper, whatever your thing is, right? Every person before they was that, they had to build themselves up to be that. Like, it's like you gotta convince yourself to, like, do it. Like, I remember the first time I got to a fight, like, you gotta build yourself up. Like, all right, when I see this nigga, I'm just gonna hit him. You go through this shit in your head where you gotta build yourself up to just do it, right? And then once you do it once, that's why you see people be serial killers. Once you do it once, it's easier to do it 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Yeah. When I first started robbing people, like, you gotta understand how many robberies that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the first time, I had to build myself up for that. You know, that's a story for a whole nother day. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you got to kind of build yourself up to it. You got the big homies. You got different people saying what you can't be, what you shouldn't be. Oh, you pussy, you scared. And then you got to kind of build yourself up like, nah, nigga, I can do. And then you just got to do it. It's like when you take off on a nigga, right?
Yeah.
No pun intended. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
R.I.P.
You take off on a nigga. It's like, you got to, before you actually normalize putting your hands on people, you gotta understand that's not a normal thing to do when people just go out and hit people. That's not normal. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta normalize that to yourself. So once you do it once, it's easy to do it 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. You know, so the thing is when you're going through this, you gotta understand whenever you choose to do something and then you're trying to normalize it, make sure you're normalizing the right shit, because you can force yourself to do the wrong shit.
Yep.
And then you're gonna do the wrong shit a second time, a third time, and a fourth time. And it won't be long before the jig is all the way the fuck up.
The jig is up.
You know what I'm saying? And if you do it on the flip side, if you do it to something good, like, let's say when I say take a leap of faith, go out there, start, create an LLC, start a business, do this, do that. That snowballs too. So sure you start one business, it's easy to start second business, third and fourth.
Yep.
But it's just how we choose to go about doing it. When
that's
we do that shit in a negative way, we snowball downward spiral.
Yep.
But we can upward spiral. We can start a business, and it's going to be easy to start second, third, fourth, and fifth. You put out one YouTube video, guess what? It's easier to do the second video, third video, fourth video, fifth video. Read one book, it's easier to read the second, third, and fourth book. You know what I'm saying? You get one degree, it's easier to get second, third, and fourth.
That's true.
But it's like we get so hung up on doing the fucked up shit.
Right.
And normalizing the fucked up shit.
Shouldn't
you know what I'm saying?
Way.
So it's like, just make sure you're trying to normalize the right shit and not the wrong shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's because if we put that same energy we put in trying to be real, because a real nigga in reality, like when it comes to street shit, is actually some of the dumbest shit in recorded history.
1,000,000,000%.
If you sit there and map out what you're saying, you're doing, what you're abiding by, is the dumbest shit ever.
Yep.
And we the only ignorant motherfuckers that really do it.
Yep.
So like, if we put that same energy in something positive in school and business and LLCs and yep. content creation and branding, like we be giving to the world and people are getting on to it a little bit better now, yep. the world be a better place for us.
Facts.
So we need to take that same energy of being a street nigga and I'm gangster, I'm not, and put that into building your own business, building yep. your own brand.
Getting
you
know, skills, getting out. Trades.
Yeah, that type shit. Yep. Building businesses and getting LLCs and getting real estate. Yep.
Ain't no nigga. Glory to be had in that for niggas, though. That's what niggas think.
Right, but it is.
Now. It is the best glory.
Now you can publicize it and show it on Instagram and look like a player now.
Yep. Instead of that's being dead movie. At fucking 23.
Right, nigga.
Or being doing life in prison at 23.
Yeah, if you like guns so much, nigga, learn how to get your license to carry, get your own little gun.
Learn how to make a gun.
And do your own instructors, yeah. and then get your own classes, and then get your own
build
store.
A business.
And then
sell it to the U.S. government about come your on, own man. Understanding saw, of, oh, of a gun.
Of that, I saw a nigga had a defense contract with the government, get like $15 billion, a black nigga. You know what I'm saying?
And there's always people making guns and doing that, selling it to the government, the blueprint with the understanding and different technique, all that shit.
So we could do that same shit there.
We could do
and
it too.
We're going to evolve. Like I said, man, they had a 400-year head start, so we catching up.
For sure.
So we just really get into the vein of understanding that,
yeah.
and we just got to keep building on that, man. Right now, we still in the darkness, but it's a light. We can see it, and yeah. we got to keep opening it up more and more for our people. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
Episode motherfucking 52.
Yeah, y'all go right there, man. That's it. That's all. But one more thing. So the generational people, right? White people, Asian people, all the success where they've been successful at is their first generation. They might have did what we did too, right?
Right.
But like you said, they got 400-year head start,
yeah.
right? No matter what the culture is like, you know what I'm saying? The culture, listen, we behind. So the thing is, and that's a fact, wouldn't you say?
No question.
Okay. So now when we go into it, our first generation of getting to the money, we're always going to suffer the most, yeah. right? And their first generation, when they got to the money, before the Waltons were the Waltons, the Rothschilds and all that shit, the first one, two, three generations probably blew the bags and fucked up, did this, did that.
Mm-hmm.
But then by the fourth, fifth, sixth generation, they were able to weather the storms. Then now they driving a Toyota Prius. They don't wear no jewelry.
Yep.
They don't do this shit. But you better believe they first couple generations fucked up.
Had to get it out their system.
Yep. They got it out their system now, champ.
No
you know what I'm saying? So we got to we the first generations within ours. So it's like you gotta learn to kind of
more and more though, but we involved so much.
Yes,
niggas want to talk about no plain Janes and understand the
no.
appreciations 10 years ago.
Bust down.
Niggas want talking about no goddamn real estate and rental homes and all that shit 10 years ago to that degree.
Yep.
Now it's a normal conversation. Niggas want talking about credit.
Normalized.
Now it's normal conversations. So we're getting there. We gotta keep building on it. So all praise the
keep
most
evolving,
high.
Man. Yep. Keep going. Keep growing.
Yep, that's all what it's about.
That's it, man.
Way.
End of the episode. Make sure y'all go to Top of the Move Podcast. Click and tap in, man. And everything else, Top of the Move on Instagram, Top of the Move on TikTok, Top of the Move, everything, man. Subscribe right now. Apple, 5-star reviews. Let's get it. Let's go, man. That's it. That's all.
Don't get it fucked up. Top of the Move.
Come on.
Love is legendary.
Come on,
get it fucked up.
Hit that motherfucker. Yeah!